Welcome, everyone, to episode
5.
Is it?
No.
Yes.
Episode 6.
Episode 6, because I know how to count.
One tail or two?
Yeah,
we're all like sleep deprived and we're gonna do this.
Yeah, it's the best time to do it.
You silence your freaking phone? Look at her list. She's like, with her tongue all out. She's like,
My tongue's not out, actually.
Yeah.
We're up to 160 listeners.
Hey guys, guess what?
What?
Guess what?
What?
It's myth week.
It is.
Okay. And welcome everyone to episode 6.
Six.
Of Tea Time Horrors.
MG.
Just don't pay attention to it.
Just at least put it on vibrate.
It is on vibrate, actually. I'm being beamed up by Scotty, okay? I'm still getting used to it. I just barely got the damn thing yesterday. Don't pay attention to any beep bongs in the background.
This thing she's referring to is the smartwatch she purchased.
Yes, I purchased a smartwatch because I felt like I needed to be spiffy. I don't know.
She felt she needed to be smart.
Lol. I needed to be special of some sort. Yes, we are in episode 6. Woo, man. We're getting there. Mm-hmm.
Episode 6.
Guess what,
Sam?
It's week of the myth.
No, let's start over. Oh, guess what, Sam?
What, Yelly?
Guess what? It's myth week.
Oh my god. She wanted to do. Okay. It's week of the myth.
Myth.
Yes. Thank you, Joe, for chiming in. Yeah, it's week of the myth. And guess myth. What? I have a special thing for you guys. I'm not talking today.
Technically, you are right now.
Well, I don't have a story to share this time, this week. You're going to just be hearing from Yelly and Joe, and I'm just going to be in the background, so.
She's doing, what do they call it?
Spectating?
Behind the screen. She's being the Wizard of Oz. She's behind all the things in the background.
So pay no attention to her.
Yeah, that's fine. That's valid. So,
I'll be gone, you bing bonger!
Gosh, so you guys are going to take the show now?
Yes.
All right. Well, have fun with Joe and Sam. Be nice to the Joe and Sam. Joe and Yelly.
You want to be part of it so bad. She's like,
I know. I need to include my tail.
I'm going to like be the technical difficulties later on.
I'm going to just be sitting in the back eating some chip and salsa because, you know, it's not needed. But anyways, yes, you're going to have fun with Yelly and Joe today. And I'm just going to be sitting
in the back.
Yelly
and Joe episode.
Pork rinds.
Pork rinds. It's the missing pork rinds.
Chips
pork
and salsa. Rinds.
Chips and salsa.
What about you guys, audience? What do you prefer, pork rinds or chips and salsa? Let us know.
How
about
chips and salsa,
pork rinds with salsa.
Yeah, I guess so. So, yeah.
We'd have to try it.
Week of the Myth. Do you guys have any shout-outs or anything you want to say to them before you guys get started?
I shout-out to freaking everybody because you're awesome and amazing. That's my shout-out.
Do we have any March babies?
Are we doing March babies and stuff? Are we doing just month babies?
Why not?
My dad.
Oh, there you go.
My dad's birthday is in March.
That's happy cool. birthday, Daddy. That's
thank cool. you. Thank you. Happy birthday,
is
Papa.
Shannon and Miriam's baby is in
March? Yeah, that's right. Well, actually, technically, it was yesterday. So they're February. Yeah, but
they're celebrating
it in
but
March.
But we'll still give them a shout out.
Right, to Shannon and Miriam and their baby little girl, Gabrielle.
She's one now, right?
Yeah, she's one.
One whole year.
Time's going by way too fast. Any other March babies?
Not that I'm aware of.
There's no March babies. Babies, you ain't special.
Ooh, don't say that.
You want
March babies are Pisces babies. They're all pissed off now. They'll be like, never mind.
Okay. Well, this is where Sam fades away.
Fade away.
Take me away.
Oh, God, Joe.
To a different place. Alrighty then. Joe.
What?
You ready to start? Here you go.
No, it's your week, so you start.
Fine.
How about you guys tell me what you're drinking right now? Yeah, I would really like to know that.
Sam, since you're chiming in anyways and you would like a part in the episode, how about you tell us what we're drinking? Hurger, hurger, hurger.
Well, Yelly was so sweet and so kind. She went and she got these peach teas that we talked about the episode before. Mm-hmm. And it is a craft tea. It is a peach tea.
I figured you guys liked them so much last time.
It was really, really good, but I'm trying to figure out what the name of it is.
It's a craft tea.
It was craft tea with peach.
Well, just look on our Instagram and we'll post a picture of what these beautiful things look like. But we're all drinking the exact same thing. Today. And it's like we're drinking the bum of a peach. It's so yummy. It's so delectable.
Sam just has to connect everything with butts, like Tina.
I like butts.
Alrighty.
Get us started, Yelly.
Are we good?
Yeah, we're good.
We're good. Are we going to tell them what we're covering this week, Joe?
We're covering myth.
We are covering myth, but what mythical things or...
Well, how about you introduce yours during your bit and I introduce mine during my bit.
Okay. Denied. Alrighty.
Suspense.
I'm going to read a little bit of a little folktale.
Read it.
I'm reading it.
Read it.
Here we go. So... I'm not going to tell you the title until I'm done, because if not, it's going to give it away. Okay. So the story starts, a scoundrel obtained a... Never mind. The name's right in the first sentence.
Spoiler.
Alrighty. Anyways, let's just read off. So I'm covering the Tengu today.
What is a Tengu?
I will tell you what a Tengu is after my little story bit. So this story or tale or folklore is called the Tengu's Fan. Which in Japanese is Tengu no, pardon my non-fluent Japanese pronunciation of this, and I'm sorry if you can say it better, please tell me. If not, I'm going to go Google it later. it's Tengu no Hauchiwa, which...
Who's a hoochie?
What? Hauchiwa. Right, Joe?
Yeah.
Why are you asking Joe?
Because I can't read. You ask us to read stuff you write all the time.
Do you want me to bring out Google?
No, read it. Try it.
Tengu no Hauchiwa.
Now your turn, Sam.
That's my best pronunciation.
Tengu no
Hauchiwa.
Hauchiwa.
Okay. Hauchiwa, yeah. Alrighty. That is the tale, the title of my tale, and the tale goes, a scoundrel obtained a Tengu's magic fan, which can shrink or grow noses. He secretly uses an item to grotesquely extend the nose of a rich man's daughter. And then shrinks it again in exchange for her hand in marriage. Later, he accidentally fans himself when he dozes, and his nose grows so long it reaches the heavens, resulting in a painful misfortune for him.
Oh, I bet it's painful. It grew so large.
Could you imagine if he fanned something else, though? Giggity!
Why the nose, though?
I just caught that.
I realized I had to add the giggity for Sam.
I was so occupied with trying to get a chip. Uh-huh. I was just like stealth mode.
She's
stealth
so
mode.
Occupied with getting a chip and
She's
looking in her phone.
Salsa all over you.
And dropping salsa all over my notebook.
Throw it in the corner. Throw the chips and the salsa into the corner. Be gone. Alrighty. So yeah, the Tengu guys.
Tengu.
Tengus! This is my Tengu report. Tengus, Japanese folk religion and mythology referred to or considered a type of Shinto god, also known as kami in Japanese, or yokai, which is a supernatural being.
Yokai so, watch.
Yeah. That's supernatural beings is basically yokai watch for those anime watchers out there. The name Tengu started from heavenly dog at first, which is kind of weird to me because a lot of... So the depiction is coming, but I thought it was weird personally.
It is weird. I want to know the backstory of this.
The backstory is that it's connected to a dog-like Chinese demon.
Do we have a name for this dog-like Chinese demon?
Yes, it's called the Tian Guo. I'm sorry if I pronounced that wrong. That's why I'm like, this is going to be really hard.
Is it in pinyin?
Right here. It's in caps, in parentheses.
That's what that was. I saw it in your notes.
Oh, Taguan.
Taguan.
Yeah.
What did I say?
You say Tian.
Tian. But it has an N.
Tagalong?
Tagalong?
No.
Tianguo.
Tianguo.
It's named after
a Chinese dog.
Watch, Tracy's going to come back at us and be like, you said that wrong.
It's okay. I'm trying my hardest. I'm sorry, Teresa.
I owe Teresa, too.
And then, so in short, Tengus have been viewed as large mythical creatures, demons, spirits, and even gods.
With long noses.
I'm not there yet, Joe.
Well, the fan.
Spoiler. Oh, the fan, yeah. Well, the fan has the ability to make your nose grow or not, depending on there's at least from what I've read. But, you know, our minds went elsewhere.
Google. All right. I wonder if they made a porn about this already.
I wouldn't be surprised. Oh, a hentai. Fan. Yeah. But did you know, apparently, based off of how many leaves or feathers are on the fan is the hierarchy or power of said Tengu.
That's actually interesting. I didn't know that. It's kind of like a war fan, isn't it?
Yeah, a bit. Yeah. So next, the Tengus were originally thought to take forms of birds of prey, traditionally depicted with both human and avian. Avian stands for related to birds. Just so if you guys were going to ask that, I beat you to the punch.
It's kind of like a crow Tengu. There's different classes of Tengu, and yes, a crow is the ranking system.
I'm getting there. Stop looking stuff
the
up.
Spoilers.
I'm actually looking up the fan can make other things grow.
Oh my god.
You would. She's trying to get clarification if the fan. I have actually a bit about the fan later on. I'm just saying, you know, this is not important. But
these are the facts.
Okay, so back to my original point. They have been depicted as having deep red skin and long noses. Large monstrous birds and holy anthropomorphized beings. Sorry, that was a big word for me.
Anthropomorphized.
What does that mean?
Anthropomorphized is like, you're so mean. My English, not so good. is like usually like a half human, half beast like creature, like anthropomorphized, you know?
Yeah. I'm like just saying it for our fellow listeners, because I totally know what anthropomorphized is. Tengu means long nose goblin.
Early Tengus were pictured with beaks, but has often been humanized as an unnaturally long nose. Now to this date, a long nose is a Tengu's defining characteristic. Some early depictions of Tengu show them as like kite-like beings. So I'm guessing that's where like the images of them being like demonic and like windy. Who can take human form, by the way. Usually retaining their avian wings, heads, and beak. So that's to like clarify more on your anthro.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So they still have their little wings. I'm doing like the shoulder jiggle. Here. Yeah, like wings, you know? Kind of like the Shaq little shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. And the beak and stuff and the nose.
Beak, nose,
wings usually.
Wings, feathers.
Yeah. A lot of them also like in the pictures that I saw online and everything, they because they had such like beef with like priests and monks and stuff, a lot of their clothes usually represented they were in like priest clothing and stuff because they would they can like shapeshift and all that stuff, but I'll get to that later. Visual, like, because right now my visual was like the head, the beak, the wings, and then just naked. But yeah, okay.
It's okay. It's all good. Give us the stories.
In the 14th century, the Tengu's long nose were allied to the Shinto deity. Which I thought this was interesting. Sharu Tahiko.
Which means?
That was the name of the deity.
Oh.
The Shinto deity.
I'm paying attention.
Well, it says deity, but they also say Okami, which also means like god. So deity / god.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is the leader of an early Kami deity of the Japanese religion of Shinto. He was depicted as a towering man with a large beard, jeweled spear and ruddy face, and a long nose. What are the odds?
Pinocchio.
Got it on the nose.
Geppetto.
This is another big word that I learned that I had to Google as well with this. His proboscis, which means like...
Proboscis.
There you go. Oh my gosh, I have to edit so much of this. It's like my English is so bad. I can read.
We're going to hear everything.
Everything.
I'm nervous, okay? I'm nervous.
Why are you so nervous?
I don't know, because it's also hard to read. Like, I should have gotten, like, a little bookmark thing to, like, keep my place. Like, I literally have to go, like, line by line.
That's all right.
it's like, I don't do well in public speaking, and I just view everybody just like all these eyes on me, but we're in like a room with just like two people. I get nervous.
It's all right. It's
so
different from what
proboscis,
you do.
Right?
Proboscis.
Proboscis means the nose of a mammal, especially when it's long and mobile, such as like the trunk of an elephant or the snout of a tapir.
So tapir. It's they
it's
can,
like,
they can
yeah.
control it?
It's usually either they can control it. Yeah. Oh, basically, just think the nosiest nose things you can think of.
Oh, I just went totally dirty right now.
So, the other interesting fact about him, his proboscis measured up to 7 hand spans in length. So, if we put all our hands together, we're going to try this.
That's one hand length short.
Go to Sam. So
holy shit!
As big as his nose was said to be.
So, like, it can get up to, like, 4 to 5 feet. Like,
I don't know. How many hands are our hands?
That's about 4 to 5
four
feet.
4 to 5 feet, then. I thought it was fun to, like, have, you know, like, a bonding exercise where we all put our hands together.
Oh. Go
which
team
we did.
Myth.
I know.
But all of our hands are not the same size. My tiny fucking hands.
Your tiny Trump hands.
God, we're not.
Lol.
We are not putting that name in this button.
Okay. Also,
have some salsa with your salt.
Yes, I would like some salt because I'm salty right now.
Salty is the sea. Also, cool fact time.
Cool facts.
Village festivals, the two figures, which is the deity and the Tengu, are portrayed with the identical red phallic nose mask design.
Phallic.
Oh my gosh, I can't read, guys. I'm done. I surrender. I'm gonna go get a Pop Tart and eat my sorrows.
That's okay.
Wait, for people who don't know.
You're eating chips and salsa and munching on the mic. Finish those first, woman.
Can you elaborate on what phallic means?
We're gonna go into this definition, Joe. You wanna know what phallic means?
I know what it means, but people who may not know.
I didn't write that one down.
Phallic. It's such a dirty word to say.
What does phallic mean, Joe?
You want the actual
Google,
definition?
Google, yeah.
You want to have Google say it?
I didn't think about it.
Oh, there goes the dirty pictures. I show you not.
It's like penis.
Okay. Phallic, relating to or resembling an erect penis.
Yep.
Or...
Maybe that's why.
There goes the dirty pictures.
You need to put those on the Patreon.
Phallic. That's what it
says. Of or denoting the genital phase of
psychosexual development, especially in males.
That's like so fancy.
Psychosexual.
So it's psychosexual nose mask design.
Apparently,
like,
he had
sit on my mask. So that was that tidbit. Now let's go into some of the history.
History. Tidbit
history,
or tidbit?
I just wrote some history. Early Japanese picture scrolls like the Tengozozai. Why are you laughing at me? I feel very like...
don't
this
feel
is a
bad.
Safe place.
Very judged. No, you laugh every time I try to pronounce everything.
Because you do this break where you're just... And then your voice lowers to
I'm
like
sorry.
A little child. And you're just like...
I feel like... Intimidating is that. So Tengu Zaoui.
Do you want me to pronounce that?
Joe, you're half Japanese. Help me.
Doesn't mean I know how to speak it.
That one. These two.
That should be Tengu Zoshi Emaki. Emaki.
Ten, one more time. My
Emaki.
Word of the day.
Tengu Zoshi.
Tengu Zoshi Emaki.
Wait, where are we reading this?
This one.
Tengu your finger Zoshi. Was freaking blocking it.
Yeah, because I've got fat, stubby Trump hands.
Tengu
it's
going
to be a thing. Watch. We're going to be like, let me send those Trump hands.
Tengu Zoshi
Emaki. Emaki.
No.
Painted in 1296.
And what was it?
Which shows...
Again? Oh, sorry. Go ahead. You were just...
Let me get there! Which shows a high-ranking priest by endowing them... The hawk-like...
Endowing?
Endowing them.
You're pronouncing that word correctly, by the way, Sam's just...
Fucking with me. Get out of here, peanut gallery. Keep texting your chips.
I'm not texting anyone. I'm typing in words.
She's typing in more phallic images.
You're not the one who knew what it was.
Endowing them, the hawk-like beings
of the Tengu demon. Buddhism long saw the Tengu as a disruptive demon and harbing. Oh my gosh, English. I am too tired for this. Harbingers.
Harbinger.
Disruptive demons and harbingers.
Harbinger.
Harbingers of war. Over the time, however, their image gradually softened into one of the protective spirits of the mountain, but still dangerous.
Dangerous.
Dangerous, aunt, and dangerous.
Boom, boom, dala.
Boom, boom, dala. Tengus are also associated with the ascetic. Is that word I asked you before?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Ascetic?
What was it again?
I can have Google say it.
Ascetic.
Okay, ascetic. Asceticism.
Asceticism, I think.
Asceticism. Like. Okay, now we got to put asceticism. Okay. Yeah. Okay, asceticism is a lifestyle characteristic by abstinence from sensual pleasures.
What is asceticism?
She just said...
That's what I'm saying.
Abstinence from sensual pleasures.
Yeah.
That's
often for the purpose of world for their practices of continuing to be part... Wait a minute, I retyped this twice. No, I didn't. Or continue to be part of their... Practice to or continue to be part of their society, but typically adopt a frugal lifestyle characterized by the reincarnation of material possessions and physical pleasures, and time spent fasting while...
Basically what the Buddhists do.
Pretty much, yeah, and concentrating on their practice of religion or reflecting upon spiritual matters.
Yes. Spiritual.
So matters. Don't... It's basically like the no wank whatever month that just passed by. And to interflect.
The no-fap challenge, yeah. Kind of like, yeah.
The no what?
There's a no-fap challenge, like, month for dudes
30 days
and stuff,
to,
yeah.
not, like...
Do people do that?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Don't be.
It was just, like, a thing they were doing for a while, like, Twitter and stuff.
It's like, yeah,
it's like
project.
A bandwagon thing.
Some guy was saying, like, there's a reason why you shouldn't do it quite so often, and, like, apparently it's supposed to increase, like,
sexual pleasure.
Apparently it's supposed to increase like a man's what is it,
stamina,
not his stamina, his libido and stuff like that. It's supposed to, and
the office where they do like no shave whatever and no shave. For prostate cancer, like they don't shave their beards and stuff and mustaches for like a month.
That's
Sam's
funny.
Still confused. She's like, I get it. It's almost like doing like a little breast cancer run. Things like
I'm
that.
Aware.
Your face just looks so confused. I'm trying to clarify for you.
I'm confused because I'm understanding why you haven't offered me Pop Tarts yet.
Because there's a Pop Tart that you brought from home. It's been sitting in your backpack for almost a week now.
What kind of Pop Tarts you got?
A strawberry.
Okay, yeah, but mine's smashed and hers is not.
Oh my god, smash.
Goddamn smash Pop-Tart. Smash let Pop-Tarts me finish my podcast.
Are just as good as regular Pop-Tart.
Continue. Which is the practice of Shugendo.
Shugendo.
Literally see. The way of Shugen or Gen practice.
Gen practice.
Is highly.
That like, what's that?
It's a highly centric religion that originated in Heian, Japan.
It's kind of like. The origin of Zen, trying to be Zen,
mm-hmm.
Like clearing your mind.
It's like a folklore religion.
Maybe I'm just hungry.
Sounds like fun.
Fun. Practitioners are called Shugenja.
When she said the practice of Zen, I thought so. Going to Zen multiple times a day.
She's talking about Zen Korean barbecue, all you can barbecue, by the way. Here I am trying to give this historical, beautiful, mythical report.
I thought she was going to say
she's
like
Pop-Tarts, Zen bar. Are you hungry?
Proctology.
I am hungry.
Note to self, don't start recording without eating or feeding Sam first.
I'm hungry.
I think this is one of the first recordings that we've done without eating before actually going through.
Yeah.
We usually eat something and we didn't eat.
I'm sorry.
She sounds so sad about it. I know, you didn't even eat the sandwich.
I know,
I haven't
had time. Okay, continuing on.
Continue.
So the practitioners are called Shugenja or Ya... I'm gonna butcher this. I know I am. Yamabushi.
Who's Bushi?
Yamabushi.
Wait, Bushi.
Oh my god.
Bushi. And they're usually depicted in the grab its followers, the Yamabushi mountain prostrate.
Prostrate.
Prostrate. Did I? Prostrate.
Yeah, prostrate.
Prostrate.
Okay.
Probate.
I think I'm just thinking as prostate because I just referenced the office, like, like no shave for prostate cancer thing.
No, I was thinking Who Framed Roger Rabbit, where he's like, probate, not prostate.
Probate. Okay. So basically, pre-Buddhist monk or pre-Buddhist mountain worshippers is what all that religion and stuff is for the monks.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. The Tengu had a deep hate for Buddhist community, which included kidnapping, trying to corrupt, or even killing priests and monks.
Oh, that's not cool.
Destroying of several temples and abbeys. Do you guys know what are abbeys?
An abbey?
Do you know what an abbey is?
Yeah, he's our coworker.
Oh my gosh, Sam. Oh my God, Sam. Abbeys are buildings occupied by a community of monks or nuns. So no, not Abby, our coworker.
Yes, I knew what an abbey was, but thank you for clarifying that.
You're welcome.
For Sam, who thought it was our coworker.
But here's the weird thing that I also thought was interesting. On the other side, some of them loved Buddhists and chose to protect them.
Yeah, there was the good Tengu and the bad Tengu.
Yeah.
Tengu.
So basically what on my notes, as Sam just said, contains both good and bad Tengus. You know what, Sam? That face. She's got that face.
Yeah, she's got that stupid dog face.
Let me finish my damn report.
Sorry, go ahead.
Early years they were mostly considered bad, but in recent years they have been making a turn for the better. Japanese philosophers have noted a wide range of power among these spirits. Higher power Tengus are called Dai Tengus, which this is where Sam was talking about earlier that I was gonna get freaking to. While small, ignorant, and low-ranked Tengus are called Ko Tengus.
Yeah, they're the bitch Tengus.
Bitch Tengus.
They tend to be depicted by crows.
Yeah. So as they'll have crows. The, like, crow head. They'll be more, like, crow or...
Yeah, because
crows anthropomorphic are... more.
Well, crows are known to be mischievous, yeah. But they're just misunderstood creatures.
What was the thing that you told me about crows the other day?
Mm. So crows have such great memory that if you piss them off... Joe?
Don't piss off a crow.
Right, don't piss off a crow, because they will actually remember who you are, and they will tell their other crow friends, and they will all hate you and shit on your car. Mm-hmm.
Kind of like when Kiki fell into, like, the forest with all the crows. And she thought she was stealing her eggs. And she's like, wah! They can't do the scream. That's crow for bitch, get off my eggs.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the title. Crow. We're like, bitch, get off my eggs. Get off my
eggs. Alrighty. So, during the 14th century... Tengus are war-loving, talented in martial arts, and they were happy to teach mortal men, by the way. Their goal, however, can be viewed as a way to fill the world with warriors, such as showing full-hearted men who want to fight for noble causes. In other cases, they would just wanted to... In other cases, all they wanted was to encourage the chaos and destruction.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So they're very wishy-washy from everything that I've learned. Like, some are good, some are bad. Some are higher ranks, some are lower ranks.
Yeah, the two different ones. And sometimes they looked so much alike that it was hard to tell if it was a bad Tengu or a good Tengu. But mostly the bad Tengus wanted to promote war because they want people to die.
Yeah, but even the good Tengus, they were also, like, they were still considered dangerous. Mm-hmm. So you just didn't want to fuck with a fucking Tengu, pretty much.
Yeah, and fun fact, there's actually a Pokemon that's themed after or based off of a Tengu.
Sam, you just come into my house. All the salsa we're sharing, you just dump the fuckload of salt in it.
What's my salsa now?
Yeah, you pretty much made it your salsa now.
Because someone won't give me a pop
salt. Side note, Sam is like a super salt fiend. She literally just like, I have this whole big Costco container of salt, and I just saw her shake it in like 10 times into that freaking salsa. And she crunches into it of like, yes, I like the salt. Alrighty.
It's like a never-ending bag of chips because like that bag was like a quarter full when you brought it over here. And there's still pieces left in here.
It's good chips.
They're
the like little $2 bag and they're freaking huge.
Yeah, no one else can have this because you guys are going to just taste nothing but salt.
Can I try one? Give me one. I want to see. I want to get my reaction on this. Side note. Intermission.
You're going to taste nothing but salt. I swear.
I'm seeing if I can see. You can see all the little specks in the glistening of the light. Okay, let's try this.
Nom, 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 nom.
What is wrong with you?
My doctors actually tell me I don't get enough sodium in my life.
What the hell?
I told my doctors that I am a salt fiend.
I literally taste like I just had a mini teaspoon of fucking just salt. I can't taste the tomato or the chip. Like
it I can taste
Did you
everything.
Try it, Joe?
No.
Joe, try it.
I know.
Joe, try it.
I'm not going
to
try
it. I had to do it for the viewers.
So I tell my doctors that I add an extreme crazy amount of salt into all of my food. And my doctors tell me, they're like, we need to check that to make sure you're okay. They
checked
it.
You're not going to get like a kidney stone or anything?
No. They checked it and they're all like.
Right? Joe, your reaction. Go.
There's too much salt in there.
No, they've checked
it. And she keeps adding more.
They checked it and they tell me, they're like, you're not eating enough salt. So they tell me that my crazy amount of salt that I've been adding into my food is okay. And it's actually my body craving it.
Do you think
it.
Your body's just very acidic so it burns it?
I don't know, but they said it's because my body craves it. So when my body craves it, give it. I should give it. So
give it.
Yeah. Give anyway, that was a little intermission of my salt
pleasure.
I like fucking salty. So if you have salty stuff, salty food.
Giggity. She had to clarify.
Yes. Give me the salty food.
Yeah.
All of it.
Well, that was a nice little intermission experiment.
Of eating my salty?
Yeah.
Hey, give that back.
Oh, that's right. You gotta add more salt to your salt. We're gonna have to get Yelly a new freaking thing of salt.
I have another one. Don't even worry about
God,
it.
God, Joe. You're acting like if I pour
I go to Costco.
Might as well.
Yeah. Irony.
Go ahead.
Are you guys done?
Yeah.
Are you guys fucking done?
Yeah.
Are you fucking done? Okay. Okay.
This is gonna be fun editing.
So now we're going into the abilities of Tengus, even though I had to spoil it because, you know, people kept cutting in and telling me things at the beginning of my podcast.
Is this like D&D abilities where they could like run on
pretty much D&D abilities.
There's actually a Tengu character for D&D.
Oh, that's cool.
So Tengus have the ability to shapeshift and possession.
Nerd.
Roll for initiative, please.
Boom. 18.
One?
Plus.
Okay, fail. Go.
I got a dirty 20.
Dirty 20. Which so they dirty. Use when they targeted monks. For example, some of the things that I saw that I narrowed down, because there's a lot, would be they would morph into one of the higher reverends or priests, or even Buddha himself,
ooh,
to try to spread false messages. So to all the like followers and stuff, they were like, Joe, magically Buddha, you should go jump off a fucking cliff. I don't know. Pretty much. Or they would try to, what was the other one? Sorry. Page flip. They would try
transition.
So other tricks they would do was to possess beautiful young women. So like come up to you like a novice monk, Joe, and be like, hello, big boy, and things like that.
Or you to Robert.
Tengus have strong connections to nature, by the way. Mountains, forests, they will defend their territory mercilessly. They say if you pluck even a single leaf from a Tengu's home, they'll bring their wrath upon you. If you pluck just one, Joe. Just one. Bitches love their leaves.
Yeah, I bet.
Actually wrote that in my notes. Bitches love their leaves. Alrighty. What else? Okay, here we got to now we're getting to their accessories.
Accessorize,
they
man.
Love to accessorize.
Pretty much. They have the gore, they have the magical fan, all that jazz. So I just went over, I'm going to go to this little part. Tengus are commonly shown holding a magical Ha-Uchiwa, meaning a feathered fan.
Oh, gotcha.
Some usually have, like, leaved fans or feather fans, but most of them are shown with feather fans.
Interesting.
Some of them have iron
So pretty fans. Much, actually, some of the drawings that I saw would show the, like, leaves being the base holder and then the feathers.
Yeah.
So, if you want to call it feathers. You get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
You get what I'm saying. Okay. So in folktales, these fans sometimes have the power to grow or shrink a person's nose, which we heard from the story earlier. Usually they are attributed with the power to stir up great winds, lulls, farts, do. I put in my notes, but I'm I read it too fast, so the delivery wasn't on point.
No, I heard you. I just had to make sure I heard it correctly.
You're like, wait a minute. Other accessories associated with the Tengu are a type of tail, or tall. Okay.
Take two, go.
Take two, go. Other accessories associated with the tengu are a type of tall, one-toothed gita sandal, often called a tengu gita.
Tengu gita.
So you know, like, the Japanese little chanclas?
Yeah.
These are the ones that just have one peg at the bottom.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of like, you remember the guy in Princess Mononoke?
Mm-hmm.
The monk guy?
Yeah, yeah.
That would run on...
Yeah.
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 Those are those chanclas.
Those chanclas.
Yeah. There's actually YouTube videos of people, like, walking all fierce in them.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. I want a pair, but I'm afraid I'd break my neck on them.
But yeah, they would wear those. Associated with those as well.
Or that, my weight would just, like, cause the thing to break underneath me, and I'm just like, well, there goes, like, $50 there.
We should try making you some and see if it'll work. And then videotape you and put that on the Patreon.
I was
about
to say, I sense a challenge here that the three of us should try one of these.
I want to.
Try all these.
But they all, like, have to be different size, because they're associated to your...
We'll do different ones. We'll, like, we'll get three different ones, and each of us has to walk, like, to the mailbox and back.
You're talking about your mailbox or my mailbox?
Right. Yours is right out there. Or, like, walk right down the street to the store, grab something, and come back in them.
That's going to be so hard. Because they're tall.
I know. But it's going to be fucking hilarious.
I'm already scared of heights.
I can't even wear heels. What makes you think I can wear those things? But we're going to try it, and it's going to be a video.
Yeah, I want to try it.
But first, go to our Patreon and help us buy
them. Oh, my God.
Advertise like a shameless beep. Alrighty, so another little tidbit that I got, there's like a couple lists of tengus, but I only like grabbed one because I didn't want to run it too long, you know, because we're talking about pop tarts and salsa and all the other things, and we all tire out. I'll get you the pop tart after I'm done with my story, dang it.
I'll let you know if she actually gets me my pop tart.
I'll get your pop tart.
She's over here pouting. She needs that Pop Tart. She's gonna be like that.
Ew, I've had so much salty, I need sweet.
Oh my God.
I still want more salt.
So.
Sorry, go ahead.
One of the interesting characters that are represented as an ancient Yamabushi, aka mountain hermit, his name was Sojobo, a tengu with long white hair and an unnaturally long nose. He carried a fan made from 7 feathers as a sign of his position at the top of tengu society.
That's cool.
He is extremely powerful, and one legend says he has the strength of 1,000 normal tengus. Sojobo lives on Mount Kurama, north of Tokyo.
Can you say his name again?
Sojobo. They all have little accent E's on top, though, so I don't know if I'm saying
those
it right.
Those lines over the O's are supposed to be elongated O's.
Ooh, so, Sojobo.
Essentially,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep, yep, yep.
Sojobo, I thought, was the coolest.
He sounds like the coolest.
You're the coolest, yo. You know why? Because it's your turn next.
Oh, my God, Yelly.
Oh, snap.
Oh, my God, Yelly.
Snap that transition. Let me go get the fucking Pop-Tart.
Yay! I'm getting a Pop-Tart.
I'm eating the other half, though.
That's fine.
Here's the fucking evidence. Taking intermission break. Are we cutting?
I'm going to give 2 points to Team Myth for such an awesome show.
Oh, my God.
You're welcome. Don't get it on my couch.
That's so much frosting. Yay. Mm-hmm. I'd like to award Yelly an additional 5 points to Team Myth because that was a really, 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 really good one on the tengu.
Yay.
And I really, really enjoyed it, and I really liked it.
Thank you.
And regardless of your way of pronouncing things, we're not native speakers of Japanese.
And I apologize because I know they're very, like...
on top of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it would be great if people can actually, like, send us the pronunciations. That would be awesome, too. So if you want to send us the actual pronunciations of those ones, you can either DM it to us on Instagram or Facebook, or even send it to our email at teatimehorrorstories@gmail.com.
I would really appreciate it, and I appreciate you for taking the time to fix my herpaderp errors.
So, thank you guys very much. And now, Joseph, what you got for us?
Joseph, it's your turn, Joseph.
It's my turn?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure it's my turn?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys just chill and eat there. Anyway, today I am covering what is known as the Dragon of the Swiss Alps called... Okay, anyway, Dragon of the Swiss Alps covering the Tatzelwurm. If you want to be technical with this, then you can pronounce it Tatzelwurm, because in German...
One more time?
Tetzelwurm.
Tetzelwurm.
Because the W was pronounced as a V in German.
Should get Robert to say it. Connect to his German roots.
Tell him to come out here for a second.
Bam! Bam!
He's probably got his microphone on his head.
Robert!
Say hello, Robert. Everyone misses you.
That's pretty much it right there. My handwriting is really scratchy.
Try
so.
It a couple times.
What is it? T-A-T-L-E-S?
It's Z. T-A-T-Z-E-L-W-U-M.
Tetzelwurm.
Now say
Fraulein.
Now say
Tetzelwurm. 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 I'm German and I drink many things. But that is not one of them. So how about you stop making fun of me?
I'm not making fun of you.
Or be prepared for World War III.
Thank you.
Translation of Tetzelwurm is clawed worm. Clawed worm.
Like clotted cream?
No, more like clawed. Like
cloud.
Cloud.
A cloud.
Cloud.
German cloud.
German cloud. Maybe, yes.
What does cloud mean?
Claud. You mean, you know, like they have claws.
I thought we were talking about, oh, Claude. I thought you meant cloud.
No.
Like fingernail claws.
Yeah, like fingernail claws, like clawed worm. And like it's got worm claws. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they're also known as, depending on the region you go, because they're actually seen quite far from like Italy all the way up to the Swiss Alps. They can be called the Stollen worm or tunnel worm or four tunnel worm, translating to tunnel worm.
How big is that worm?
One moment. I'll get to that in just a moment. It's also known as like three or four other things. One of them called the Bergstutzen for mountain stump or spring worm for jumping worm.
Oh, so they jump?
Well, they can.
How does a worm jump?
Well, they can spring. They actually have a brief description of what
so
they look like.
They basically saw me getting out of bed. Gotcha.
Who got? Oh my god. Anyway, they can also be called Pretzelwurm or the Arasus, both of which I wasn't able to find direct translations to.
I heard pretzel, so I was like, "Ooh, where's pretzel at?"
Pretzelwurm. Pretzel.
You're on one.
She is. I haven't even gotten halfway through this first page, people.
That's how I got.
Anyway, originating in the Austrian Alps. I put Austin Alps. That's funny. Originating in the Austrian Alps and Switzerland, described by some to have two legs at the front of its body. Others claim to have seen them with four legs. Each is reported to have three toes, with each toe containing a sharp claw at the end of it.
So they had two little toes?
Three toes. But some of them
but
are reported...
But you said had two legs.
Yeah, at the front of his body. So basically, if you can picture a snake, but with
draw
a pair of legs...
Draw me this mental picture, Joe. So a snake with
a snake
two pair
with,
of legs...
With a pair of legs at the, toward
end?
The front part of its body.
So by its head?
By,
so
near
give
its head.
It a little arms?
Yeah, give it little arms.
Okay.
Stumpy arms.
Little stumpy arms?
Little stumpy arms.
Okay, I got my little snake stumpy arm.
Mm-hmm. Now put a cat's head on the front. So
it's a cat snake.
It's a snake.
T-Rex arm thingy.
It's basically a snake with a cat's head with a pair of arms or legs at the front of it.
Do you think it's related to the, oh shit, what is that thing called? Where it's like the lion's head. Oh, no.
Chimera?
Yeah, because it's got snake.
I'm actually getting to that.
Oh, that's real. I'm just kidding.
Anyway, sizes range from 2 to 6 feet. 2 to 6 feet in length.
How many hands is that? You like that connection?
Yeah, I like that connection. Earliest depictions show that it has the body of a lizard with the head of a feline. So basically, every picture that I've seen of it always has the head of a feline with the body of a lizard, but minus the legs.
Give me that Pop-Tart back. She's not even paying attention.
No, I am.
She's
I
like,
actually,
woof, woof.
I was just about to ask. Fuck.
Share with the classroom, please. its little arms are like, nyeh.
Yeah. So there are actually a couple of...
It's like a cat.
Yeah. A cat with a lizard's body instead of
a
cat's
body. Oh, I like this picture better.
Do you think a snake just, like, fucked a cat? Or a cat fucked a snake.
It depends. It's kind of like what came first, the chicken or the egg.
One has eggs and the other has not eggs.
But there are also reports of said creature being either venomous, containing poison breath with acid blood.
What is this, aliens?
Yeah, that's what I thought too. No, I literally have it with question marks.
Is the thing from Stranger Things when it's a little tadpole?
Yeah, what they called the Gormagon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or the Demigorgon? Demigorgon. Yeah. Anyway, the earliest documentation was in 1779 by a man named Hans Fuchs.
I thought you were going to say Hans Gruber.
Oh, they have... That's right. That's why it sounded so familiar. They have a magic card called the Tetzelworm.
Do they now?
Yeah, it's a green. Nerd. It's like trample.
Nerd. Yeah, calling me a fucking nerd earlier.
I know, because I used to have like four of them in my deck because they're very fucking strong and you can use them with trample.
Trample. Did it have trample or yeah. Did you have to combine it with another it thing? Already with trample? Had trample.
Did it have intimidate too? Was it a 10/10?
No.
Did you tap the land for it?
How much land did you need to tap for it?
Six.
Oh, wow. That's expensive.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know what the hell we're talking about.
Magic the Gathering, people. Look it up. We're fucking nerds, okay? Anyway, earliest documentation was in 1779 by a man named Hans Fuchs, who claims to have seen two of them. He stated that they were about 5 to 7 feet long each, with snake-like bodies, clawed front legs, and a large feline-like head with sharp teeth. He later died of a heart attack shortly after, apparently due to heart failure. It is reported that he actually died of fright because of seeing them. So, basically, in Italy... they are actually called something that's similar to basilisk, which, if you're familiar with the basilisk snake, it can petrify you if you look it in the eyes. So,
like Medusa.
Yeah. So, and
2 points to paranormal for knowing that. Do I get any points for knowing being a nerd and remembering that there's a magic card called the Tetzelverse?
Okay, so you started playing magic way before I did. So.
Yeah,
you're the one who introduced it to me.
Fine then. Team Murder gets 2 points for knowing there's Tetzelver.
She's so inclined.
But she gets minus 1 point for being a nerd.
Then we all get minus 1 points for being nerds.
I can't afford to lose any more points, so...
I wonder how many points we're actually at, though.
We should inquire with Teresa to see if she has a spreadsheet or something.
Maybe. Anyway, so they're reptilian, amphibian, and feline... Going back to the whole cat chimera thing.
So what eggs do they hatch? Do they have eggs or babies? Because the bottom part, it's like mermaid, right?
Technically, what hatches from eggs are also babies.
Touché. My face just went like...
I know, I saw. I didn't know if that was you being like, I'm going to slap this motherfucker.
A bit, plus a little bit of like my own buffering thoughts. But you know what I meant, right?
I know. Above your head and just stop at a certain like 98.
I'm gonna make that a sticker. Like I need to. Like Yelly's loading.
So they are also seen as a reptile, amphibian, and feline chimera in Greek mythology.
You never answered my question.
In Greek mythology, a chimera is considered a female monster with the head of a lion, body of a goat, and tail of a serpent. Or more scientifically, if you want to get more into the scientific side of things, it is considered an organism or tissue that contains...
They birth eggs. Actually, no, they birth life.
I was going to make a joke, God but you just murdered it because I was going to say, Joe, what came first, the pussy or the egg?
I only said that earlier. What came first, the chicken or the egg? Anyway, if you want to get more scientific...
Because it's a cat?
Yes, I get it.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify that you got it.
No, I understood.
Joe, you want to read that whole thing over again?
Oh, my God. Okay.
Start with an
Sam's going to kill you for that one. So, the reptilian... A chimera is considered a reptilian or amphibian. And the way I wrote this was just really horrible. Chimera in Greek mythology is considered or seen or depicted as a female monster with the head of a lion, body of a goat and a tail of a serpent. Or if you want to go into the more scientific version of what a chimera is, it's an organism or a tissue that contains at least two sets of DNA, or Dana.
Dana.
Also resembling a small Asian dragon, reportedly. And
for
some
a second,
depiction...
you kind of pause.
Well, it's just the way,
like,
I wrote this.
Represents a small Asian. I was wait a minute.
It's just for some reason, like, the way I wrote this down was...
It's okay, Joe.
Out of order. Some of them have been seen with scales.
Start giving Joe, like, minus points for every album.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I'm going to be... I might as well just get out of this competition. So, going back to more of some of the reports of... Going back into more accounts of when people have encountered these creatures, we have one in 1828. A corpse of a tadpole was apparently found by a peasant, half-eaten by crows before he brought it. So... He finds it and he tries bringing it back to his village for people to take a look at, but on the way back to his village, crows had
a nice
pretty much eaten
dinner.
A good portion
of it. Tangoose.
That's what I was thinking too. I was like, crows, it's those damn low lives.
Tangoose.
Two of the most known illustrations of this creature was shown in two different magazines, the first being in a Bavarian hunting manual called The New Pocket Guide of the Year, 1836 for Nature, Forest, and Hunting Enthusiast, by Bernard Wevelmans. Wevelmans? H-E-U-V-E-L-M-A-N-S? Wevelmans? The other illustration... Yeah. The other illustration can be found in the Swiss almanac Alpenrosen, published in 1841. However, in 1954, there was a Swiss photographer by the name of Balkan who claimed to have taken a photo of the creature. The photo was later published in Germany in a magazine called Berliner Illustrate, as a way to fund an expedition. Even though the expedition was sponsored, the expedition ended up in a failure and eventually led to disinterest amongst the zoologists. So unfortunately, by this time, people were starting to be like, well, maybe this thing doesn't really exist after all, which interestingly enough, if you look at the picture that this guy took, it literally looks like he grabbed it from like a statue or something. Basically looks like a paper mache fish that he stuck in a bunch of bushes and took a picture of it. It looks pretty bad.
Is it on Google?
Yeah, you can find it on Google. Like, if you look up Balkan photo of tadpole, you'll actually see it. I was kind of questioning whether or not what it was I was looking at was the actual photo, but everything that I would pretty much look up turned out to be what the actual photo was, pretty much. So with that leading up, due to lack of sightings, people actually think that it's extinct, but that's kind of contradictory to what I read a little bit later on, because apparently there's another person who actually publishes a lot of sightings that they see. That's it. Yeah, it basically looks like a fish.
What the hell?
Yeah. But yeah, you can see why a lot of cryptozoologists seen that as a hoax, because of
kind of looks like a pinata, or kind of like one of those
paper mache type of thing.
Yeah, those flying ones that you can get at like an Asian store.
Mm-hmm. And around the 1900s, there was a photo of a tadpole skeleton that was donated to the Geneva Institute of Science by an unknown donor. However, researchers had also... Yeah, that one. There's actually things that scientists may actually classify that as, and I'll get to that a little bit later. Researchers had dubbed the other photo of the skeleton as a hoax also, which kind of eventually... Yeah, stuff like that. There's an actual salamander that kind of looks like it, but it pales in size as far as, like, what it's described, yeah, because that's only
did
about
we ever
a foot or
say
something.
How big it was?
Yeah, I mentioned earlier
we've
that
we've talked about how hang length the size
of it. It was about 2 to 5 feet long, or as
One of the earlier sightings of it was reported to be anywhere between 5 to 7 feet long. Throughout the years, there has been several other claims sightings of Tetsuworm, which is why I kind of said that it's contradictory with people saying that it might be extinct because of lack of sightings, and now there is another person who is claiming that there's several other sightings. Apparently, for unknown dates, I wasn't able to find dates on these ones, but there was a farm that a girl was working on or at, and she had disturbed a burrow that she pretty much was working next to, and that had a small one, maybe about two feet long, and she described the creature as gray and about the size of a house cat. So it's pretty small compared to the ones that we've heard of earlier, but she also mentioned that the eyes were too intense to stare into and had only two front legs and was hairless. So if you could picture a hairless cat, and
I was gonna say a cat with mange.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Or Dobby.
Give him a sock. There was a man who actually killed one, who allegedly killed one, and his son had actually disturbed one which was sitting under a rock. When the man had stabbed the creature to defend his son, a splatter of green blood actually sprayed out and onto his leg and caused a bad burn. So that's kind of where the whole
acid
blood kind of comes from, too. And apparently he and his son were out hunting and were miles away from home. So instead of taking the creature back, they went all the way back home with just the tail of them killing and getting.
Why just the tail?
Well, not just the tail. The story.
Oh, the tail.
Yeah. No, that was my poor.
Wrong type of tail.
Yeah. And then late 1880s or 1800s, there was a man who had witnessed one of these creatures from about 20 miles. Sorry, he had witnessed it for about...
I was about to say, if he could see this 20 miles away, dude!
Sorry, it was actually... again, my writing is like chicken scratch. So the creature that he saw roaming around the mountainside for about 20 minutes from a restaurant in the mountains. So he was eating out.
What?
Yeah, he was eating at a restaurant that was...
So you're telling me this bitch was like at a restaurant eating, and then out of the corner of his motherfucking eye, what, how many miles away?
He didn't specify how far it was, but he said he watched it on the side of a mountain for about 20 minutes.
So on the side of a motherfucking mountain, yeah. While he's having his chicken Caesar salad dinner, he's just like, hey, that looks like a...
A Tetsuworm. Maybe he was really into his D&D game.
I was thinking sauerkraut.
And was like,
maybe he's playing Magic the Gathering and he tapped his land to play his Tetsuworm and he's like, it has been summoned. It's coming.
Maybe he was playing D&D with his friend because there is a creature called the Tetsuworm too. And it's a level 5. And
what else, Sam? Because you're ye close to getting a minus point because of your nerding out over here.
Why no. Does that get minus for being a nerd?
There's no... We're all kind of nerds. How's that?
She's nerded out like 4 times already. She's like, ding.
How's that video game, Yelly? How's that
video game? Which video game?
The video game you're playing right now.
Anthem? There's no Tetsuworm in the
Anthem. It doesn't matter. You're still a nerd for video games. Just tell me about those robots.
Roll for initiative, Jeff. Roll for initiative, Sam.
Anyway... In 1921, a pair of people claimed to have been attacked by one of these Tetsuworms, which had jumped 9 feet towards them in order to attack them.
With those little T-Rexy arms?
Yeah.
Fucking strength of 10,000 frog legs.
Or maybe the strength of 1,000 Tengus. Yeah.
You know what? It almost reminds me of, like, the facehuggers. Because they got the little, like, wormy, like, backs and...
Oh, yeah.
All the little... And then they hop at your fucking face like they have the strength of it forever.
Those things are like spider vagina.
What, Joe? Would you like to repeat vagina, that a little louder?
Vagina penises with spider legs. You never heard
said it first, Joe.
You never spider vagina. I meant to say vagina penis with spider legs. You've never heard of them?
I've heard of them, but I'm just shocked that you actually said it.
Anyway, let's see, you mentioned the two pair of people. Okay, so in 2000, so pretty recently, 18 years ago is pretty recent. 2000, an actual skeleton was, sorry, an actual skeleton as well as a sizable donation was given to the Geneva Institute of Science. Again, it was donated by an unknown source and still remains a mystery as to who donated it also. And basically all the funding that they threw in was so they can study the skeleton, but they still have no idea who it is that had actually donated all this stuff. And
ready for it, Joe?
Whether or not.
Aliens!
God damn it. It's killing me today, dude.
I had a feeling you're gonna say that too.
I was getting the fingers ready. Did you see? And then yeah. She's like, aliens! In the background. I was like, she took my damn joke.
In 2009, there were several sightings of these creatures. However, authorities tell or say to people that they're just monitor lizards that had either escaped from the people who own them or set loose by their owners. Some authorities actually claim that it was more likely a raptor. Yes, a dinosaur. They're like, oh no, not a velociraptor. T-Rex. Not a,
yeah. Wait. So not aliens, but dinosaurs.
Not a cryptid, but an actual dinosaur. They're like, oh like, no, you know it's what? An actual dinosaur, a velociraptor. See?
Let's believe that dinosaurs still exist, but let's not believe that a new fucking species could possibly be out there.
Yeah.
We had this talk before.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, that was for one that you did, right?
The Nigi.
Yeah, the Nigi. Today, there are still claims of people who have seen a tatzelworm. A German cryptozoologist by the name of Ulrich Magin. He frequently publishes these claims in his own magazine called Bilk. B-I-L-K, which is pretty interesting. And he had also published a few other sightings from other people in another magazine called 14 Times. 14 spelled F-O-R-T-E-A-N, which is...
Why 14?
I don't know. That was just the way I saw that the magazine was spelled. Anyway, he had also published a book that was later called Investigating the Impossible... Seas, serpents in the air, volcanoes that aren't, and other out of place mysteries.
Sounds like a Mission Impossible film.
Yeah, pretty much.
Snakes on a plane.
Anyway, lastly, getting to what scientists and experts actually believe it to be, they may actually think that it could be a Gila monster of the American Southwest, which in that region they are technically venomous and known to be one of the few actual venomous lizards or reptiles that they have. Possibly other people think that it could possibly be an unknown European relative to the Megalobatrachus.
Whoa.
Which is a giant salamander of Japan and China.
That's a big fancy word, Joe.
Yeah. Megalobatrachus.
In English, it is a Japanese giant salamander.
Yeah, giant salamander of Japan. That's basically what they're what some people are actually. Yeah,
holy shit, it's huge.
Yeah, that's what a lot of.
That's people what she said.
But the thing about that though is that a lot of these salamanders or
almost looks like a family of the Zolala.
Yeah. You know I know what you're talking about, but I'm not 100% sure of how to pronounce that family. But the thing about these creatures or these animals, these amphibians, they're not indigenous to that type, to the like the Swiss Alps or anything.
I'm sure you can.
Technically you can, but some of them, I think, I don't know if I'm thinking of the frog that's poisonous from...
I'm pretty sure you're thinking of the poisonous South America. Frog.
Yeah, like the poison dart frog or whatever.
These things can get up to 5 feet.
That's a lot of meat.
But anyway.
Let's vote on it first, Joe. Do you think you can eat it? I'm going
to
say yes.
I'm going to say you'd be able to. But they're bottom feeders, so I don't know if you'd want to eat them. Because they're technically
shrimp are selling. Fucking bottom feeders too?
I know, but that's why they removed
the shrimp are delicious.
They are delicious. Anyway, going back to that Bernard Wevelmans.
Yeah, you can eat them. The Chinese do it all the time.
Yeah. Point for Team Myth and Paranormal for getting it right. High five, Joe. High five. But you can nom nom those bitches.
But it's very frowned upon.
Why?
It says Chinese... it says people get angry because they're technically...
endangered?
Aren't...
They're not endangered, but they're a species that is illegal to be eat, like, to be eating.
You mean, like, never mind, I'm not gonna go there.
Like, what?
Nothing.
Like, dogs? Yes, so, like, it's very taboo, but in some countries, eating dogs is what they eat. It's, like, their food, like cows for us.
You mean, like, what was the thing you were getting angry about? Was it sharks or whales?
It's whales. Yeah. In Japan.
Yeah. So it's like that.
Yeah, essentially. But yeah. In China, I guess it's salamanders.
In China?
In China?
Going back to the gentleman earlier, Bernard Wevelmans, he's actually considered the father of modern cryptozoology, and he supports the theories that it could possibly be the Megalobatrachus, which again is referred to as the giant salamander of Japan and China, or the Gila monster, which is another large amphibian that is spotted throughout the American Southwest. Or can be found within the American Southwest. But none of them measure up to the same length of up to about 5 to 7 feet, as some have been claimed to have been seen. Other few cryptozoologists say that it may be an unrecognized type of otter.
Interesting. Yeah. So like a naked otter. Oh, and I just read an article right now. Sorry, Joe. So apparently they are endangered. These giant salamanders are considered endangered and should... If you're caught eating one, you can actually spend time in jail.
Oh, wow.
In China or here?
China.
What about here?
I don't know. Those things, they're not native here.
Yeah, they're not.
I know, but it's not native here. But if you, like...
I'm pretty sure if they're endangered, like, it's kind of like if they ever catch...
There is, it. Like, it's like that lady in Bob's Burgers that's like, I'll try that.
Well, yeah, I'm sure you can once. Eat them, okay, but you can get in trouble for that. It's kind of like...
In China.
In here, too. I'm assuming.
Are you sure?
I'm assuming.
You're assuming. What is... Google that shit.
Because they are considered an endangered animal, they are illegal to eat. Illegal to poach.
So, say in a magical world where it's not illegal to poach and eat them, would you try it, Sam?
Yes.
What about you, Joe?
Yeah, we'll try it.
There's a video
showing you. Negative points for both of you. They're illegal and endangered. That's why.
You said if they were. Here, this is how to kill and eat a giant salamander.
So there's YouTube videos on how to do it.
Oh, put it poor thing. To the mic.
It's still alive. Yes.
The chef's like, feels nasty. Kind of like it now. Oh, poor guy. No, I don't want to see this part. No! Oh, he didn't even, like, sever it all the way. And you have to flood it?
No, you're letting the blood come out. You have to let the blood drain. Oh. And then you just put it in boiling water. As it flails. Oh my god,
well, that's
it's flailing.
What they do to octopus too, you fucking
well, that's what they also do for crab.
Wow.
Yeah. That's unfortunate. Their population declined by 80% in 2004.
Yeah, they're considered clinically endangered. So yeah, don't.
Critically endangered or clinically endangered?
Clinically.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, last couple of things. Another thing that people assume or speculate on what it could be is a giant skink, which is another, it's another type of reptile or amphibian that's pretty big in size. They are rumored to actually hibernate during the winter, which is why a lot of people may actually not see them or encounter them sometimes. Depending on the season, pretty much.
Well, it looks like a little toothless.
It says here they're actually being eaten into extinction. So...
But that is the Tattleworm story.
Good job, Joe!
Yeah, yours was more interesting. I liked yours better.
I liked yours, too. They were a little face-hugger.
Liked it. Loved it.
We realized they were endangered, and we realized, you know...
We should make a GoFundMe for them.
Have fun with that.
I can't even make a GoFundMe for us. Why am I vibrating?
Alrighty, lovelies. That wraps up the team myth.
Episode 6.
Episode 6.
I was gonna get it.
Yes. Episode 6 of Out of Orderness. Anyways, thank you guys for dealing with us for another episode. I can't wait for the next episode to come out. Gonna be Team Mada. Mada's got a good one for you.
Mada.
Yeah, but we also have another listeners video coming up on April 1st. And if you would like to get your stories in and heard on that, please get back to us. You can send us an email at teatimehorrorstories@gmail.com. Or you can always shoot it in our DMs on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. We're on those ones also for Tea Time Horrors. Check out our Patreon, Tea Time Horrors. Yeah, Tea Time Horrors. Horrors. I pulled a yelly. And just give us a follow. Give us a like. Review us on iTunes. 5-star us and spread us out to everyone you know.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful evening.
Till next time, Thank Space you. Cowboy.
Goodbye.
Wop, 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 wop.
Nerd.